Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tomorrow, Wiggy Blind Food Taste Test Challenge. First one since the darkest days of the pandemic, I believe. And it is the tofurkey versus the real turkey based on yesterday's tofurkey discussion. And maybe Bruins Wednesday tomorrow, Ken, if Mike Milbury is able to get back to you. Is that
I feel good about that, yeah.
Okay, all right, good. And obviously last day that we work before Thanksgiving, so I think it's going to be somewhat chilly. Is Thanksgiving going to be as cold as it is today and tomorrow, Curtis? Is it going to warm back up for football?
Great question, Greg.
You're
Thursday, Thanksgiving, going to be a gorgeous day for a little high school football in the morning. Okay. Low, mid-40s, afternoon sunny high, around 55.
Right. Extremely cold. Wind chill below zero.
Listen, good sleeping weather, as they say, when it comes to right now.
When it comes to sleeping, I've been seeing a lot on TikTok Gen Zers canceling the top sheet.
What?
Like, you know, when you make your bed, you've got the sheet that's below you. That's the mattress
the bed cover.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then you have the top sheet.
Yeah.
You slide in between the two and
of
then
course.
The duvet cover or comforter, whatever you have.
Yeah.
And people are getting rid of their top sheet.
Why? What's the problem?
They
with
said
the top
that
sheet?
It's useless.
I don't get that because I thought most people slept without that.
Oh, that's gross.
I sleep with just the comforter.
No.
What's gross about it?
Okay. So you wash your sheets. How often?
I don't know. Once a year, probably.
Whoa.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. Well, we got to talk about that.
Only on my birthday.
You wash your sheets. You're not washing your comforter.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Well, what kind? So how are you sleeping?
Because I have a top sheet.
You wash your sheet, your bed cover, and your comforter. You wash that maybe once, twice a week.
Once, twice a week? No,
yeah.
I would say you are in the minority washing your comforter once,
twice a
week.
I think you might be in the minority. People wash their bed sheets and covers and all that.
Yeah, I wash my sheets once a week.
I don't think there's any issue. You don't need the top sheet.
I'm totally lost.
So if you have your regular sheet that you put on your mattress,
yep.
Then do you put another sheet on top of it?
Yep.
Okay, that Courtney's saying that apparently Gen Zers are now doing away with the top sheet.
So no
and
divider.
She's grossed out by
it. Yeah, just the comforter.
No, that is kind of gross.
No, it's not.
Yes,
get
it
out
is.
Of here.
I think
Who
most
cares?
People sleep with
Team Coco.
Just
Thank
the
you.
Comforter. Like, the sheet is useless.
No, it's not.
It separates you from the comforter.
Yeah.
No, all it does is get kicked down around your feet.
Right.
No.
The comforter is what's cozy and you snuggle in. The sheet is useless.
Wait, you strike me as a great snuggler.
Yeah, I am a great snuggler. And the sheet is just, it's a waste of, like Greg said, that gets kicked down to your feet because you want to feel, if you got a nice comforter, you like to burrow in it, and it's nice and cozy.
Yeah, you just. What are we doing?
This adds a nice layer of comfort, and it keeps, like, if you're sweating during the night, it's not getting all over your comforter.
So what
if
it's all over your sheet? What's the difference?
Because you wash your sheets every week.
But you can wash your comforter.
Right. That is so much more work. Yes, that is like, yes.
So first world problem.
When do you wash the bed cover?
That's a dry cleaning thing.
So you,
if you have a nice bed cover.
Hold on. Now you're making no sense.
No, I'm not.
So the bed cover is what goes on the mattress.
Oh, yeah. No. That I wash with my sheets once a week.
Okay, so you wash that once a week.
Yes.
And you don't wash your comforter.
No.
So what happens if your comforter falls on the floor because the sheet, it slides off?
My comforter never falls on the floor.
So
then she calls Santo and says, buy a new comforter.
Why did you bring this up?
No, because this really is really
derailed Wiggy and the entire program.
If you go home, you and Santo are just chilling and watching TV. You got a TV in your bedroom?
Yes.
So you watch a lot of TV in your bedroom?
Yes.
You don't
not a lot, but
you don't want to go to sleep. What do you sit on?
Well, we have like a chair and we have a little bench.
So you don't sit in the bed? Lay in the bed and watch TV?
We never watch TV in our room unless we are going to sleep.
Curtis, how often do you wash your Tom Brady sheets?
Never.
I vomited.
199 times a year.
I'm team top sheet. I don't know what you guys...
We wash the comforter. Most humans wash the comforter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but that's a dry cleaning situation. No, if I were to wash my comforter, I would ruin it. My comforter says dry clean only.
I don't know what kind of comfort you got.
You throw the thing in, like you're sleeping. What damage are you doing to
you
like
sweat while you sleep?
What's coming off your body that you need to have a protective covering over
you
it?
You sweat.
I mean, you're
shed butter cake.
Greg, I don't want to know what's in your bed.
Well, I don't have room for a comforter because oftentimes I'm having a threesome.
Courtney has all plastic.
Dry heat.
Everything's in plastic. So do you ever touch
who are these people who are sleeping and they need the shroud of Turin to prevent things from coming off their body during the night?
Just saying, I think it's a protective layer.
I think you're in the minority, and I don't think anybody thinks it's a protective layer. The sheet is the most useless thing ever.
Courtney's ever been told she's a minority.
No. You never see it, right? So when you're making your bed, you never see the sheet. So it's not about, I want to get it because it looks pretty.
Oh, it does look pretty. If you do a nice fold over, it looks beautiful.
But
when you're making your bed, I always fold the sheet over.
I can't wait for next Monday when the news around the country is Bill Belichick was asked today whether he's a top sheet guy or not.
I had no idea. I was like,
over under pillows on Courtney's bed, 7.
Ooh, over. Big
over.
What are
you talking about, throw pillows? Yeah, she probably has 100 throw pillows on there.
Actually, Ken is on the money. We have 7 on our bed.
Does one say it's 5 o'clock somewhere?
Do you lay on those, are they contaminated if you lay on them?
No, we have 3 that are, just for show, and then we have 2 each that we sleep with.
You know how many kids in other countries don't have pillows, and you guys are hoarding 7 of them?
We're not hoarding. That's what we have.
Pillows?
Yeah, so 7 pillows.
But I guarantee
sleep on the pillow. Do whatever you want to do to the pillow.
I guarantee you it takes literally an hour for you two to get into bed because there's 14 color-coordinated throw pillows.
No.
8 different blankets.
It's very easy.
Candles.
We will be winterizing our bed very soon.
What are you, winterizing your bed?
Yeah, you get completely different sheets and comforter for the winter.
Well, why?
Because it's cold.
So what kind of sheet do you get?
Right now we have linen sheets, which is definitely summer sheets.
If there were heated sheets, I would be okay. There's no winterizing your bed?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work.
The comforter is thick anyways, and you like a nice thing.
Our comforter is pretty thin.
Everybody on the text line is on Team Courtney on this.
Yep, thank you.
Apparently, most people are concerned about the comforter getting disgusting because they're saying you and I are dirty people.
Thank you.
Really?
Thank you.
Fine. Mm. Look at the text line.
How do I word this poll? Top sheet or not? Yes, no?
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you use a top sheet? Yes or no? Okay.
Yeah. And Gen Z, the younger generation, is trying to cancel them.
I thought this was a sports station.
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't you talk sports?
I feel like the sheet is useless. All it does is it gets your feet tied up.
It's useless.
You feel like
it never stays up the whole time.
No.
Yes.
It's.
I cuddle it.
Well, that's an issue between you and Santo. Yeah, but that's not
Santo, he's a big spoon, so then I'm the big spoon for the...
Wiggy's the ladle.
But then the comforter slides off of it, so you're not really getting the true comfort of... So it's like you two are freezing, sleeping outdoors, like under a piece of newspaper.
No. We have both kicks over us.
People kick in the night. Like, do you ever, like, does Santo kick in the night?
No.
Okay, people are violently kicking in
I
the
usually
middle of
the steal,
night.
Though. I'm a stealer.
So the top sheet always gets, Gen Z, honestly, I got to tell you, they have it right.
Yeah, they definitely have
if
it
If they're
right.
canceling the top sheet, they have it right.
You're
there's
so
no,
wrong.
There's no use for it. It's a waste.
You're so wrong.
That's an absolute waste.
No.
No use for it. Throw a sheet on there and then throw a comforter on.
Greg probably doesn't even have like a mattress cover.
No, you just need a bed.
What do I need a mattress cover for?
Oh, you're gross.
What do I need
disgusting.
A mattress cover?
Do they give you Nima PJs?
You just need a bed cover sheet, then a nice comforter because that's what you snuggle in with, you know. And then because then if you get hot, now you don't have to, you know, fight your way out of the sheet and out of the comforter. You can just take the comforter.
If you're hot, you can just remove one layer, the comforter, and then you still have the sheet over you.
Yeah, but then you get cold in the middle of the night and you got to find the comforter.
All right, Courtney, here's a 508 text that says, "You poor thing. This is like discussing fine dining with a room full of farm animals."
Yep.
Really?
Sorry.
Yep.
I don't spend 12 hours figuring out what kind of sheets I need on my bed.
Did you get an autographed copy of Mike Lindell's biography with your pillows?
So what it really shows me...
My pillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows.
Mike Lindell, is he still working on the stolen election?
Oh, yeah. He's in Nevada right now.
He's still working on that.
Is he still working on a PowerPoint about how the election was stolen?
Wait till you see JFK Jr.
I think what this really shows me is how dirty... people are that have sheets and comforters because they probably never wash their comforter in it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They never wash
because they're lazy. They don't want to wash the comforter.
Right.
They just want to be able to, in Courtney's case, go out and buy new winter sheets and then they don't have to do the
laundry. No, we're going to get a new comforter too for the winter.
A new comforter for the winter? What a waste of money.
No, it's not.
Gosh, is it like winter colors or something?
No, we stay pretty neutral in our apartment.
You get a new bed twice a year?
Right. My God.
What?
I have a question for you from Lou Merlone, Courtney. Serious question for Coco. Does a comforter cover work instead of the top sheet?
So he's saying like a duvet cover?
Right, so you can wash that while...
What's a good point by Lou?
What's very a duvet good cover?
It's like you have the inlet that is the duvet cover just goes over another comforter.
Hey, it's Lou. No hose.
So it's like a small blanket.
No, it's a it looks like a regular comforter, but there's a big thing inside it. Because if you wash your comforter, sometimes it gets so wet you can't dry it. It can't go in the dryer. I agree. If Lou's correct, if you have a duvet cover... less of a need of a top sheet.
Then you don't need the top sheet.
We have both.
Are you tuck or no tuck?
We are tuck at the bottom.
Tuck at the bottom?
Yeah, so that it doesn't slide off.
You don't ever tuck. You don't ever tuck your way up?
No. That seems too...
So do you sleep in it?
Greg has a Tucker
You're
Carlson
too constricted.
Pillow.
You're too constricted.
Do you sleep in a tuck?
You gotta tuck the whole...
the bottom is tucked.
What's the point of having the thing on there if you're not gonna tuck?
Well, because then you're constricted.
What a savage.
Boo!
So you sleep
Kendra's
with the...
been vocal today.
You sleep with the bottom tucked.
Yes,
like
the
in
bottom.
The hotel, though. But isn't that, like, uncomfortable? Do your feet feel like you're shackled to the
no,
bed?
No, the best thing to do is if you have a queen-size bed, get a king-size comforter. So you want to size up so that you have so much comforter that you don't have to worry about it, you know, being all over the place.
I feel like Santo and Courtney are like, what would be the Leave It to Beaver of today's society TV couple?
Huh?
Like...
I'm lost.
They're a couple who they don't watch TV in bed. They probably have chairs in the bedroom.
Mm.
They probably don't even watch TV in bed. They watch it in the living
probably
room.
Probably don't eat in bed.
No.
They don't eat in
Wiggy
bed.
Wiggy loves eating in bed.
Yeah, like they don't eat.
I do love eating in bed.
We do not eat in bed.
They're like the, you know, like when you watch TV shows growing up. As
Where'd the dinner rolls go?
You watch TV shows growing up as a kid, like the bedroom was the last place that the adults went to.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of how you guys are.
Well, I think that if you are watching TV all day in bed, then what's the excitement of going to bed at night?
No, but
and having that special time with your significant
but
other.
If there's usually a TV.
You'll
in
find
the,
out when you get married.
There's usually a TV in the living room and a TV in the bedroom. So mm-hmm. if you and I are not watching the same program, or maybe I want to play some video games, you have some place to watch television.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that happens. But it doesn't really happen that often, especially with this new schedule, because I can watch all the shows that Santo doesn't watch during the day. Then when
so
he
you
gets
guys
home,
are like two ships in the night passing.
No, then
wait, hey, whoa. Here's somebody who says, up until today, 781 text, up until today, I was completely convinced that Greg was the strangest person on the show. However, Courtney has shown me that she's out of her mind. Last 15 minutes. Yep. Well, she's a bottom tucker.
Sean here.
Don't you like to have your feet hanging out?
Yeah.
No.
How do you have your feet hanging out if you tuck bottom?
When you go to a hotel, don't you untuck the bottom part?
Yeah. Oh, next thing you guys are going to say is you wear socks to bed.
No.
Like, gross.
No, I sleep in the nude.
Oh, Christ.
I know. Something I try to forget
nude,
every day. But
maybe
just
nude and just socks in winter.
Ew. That is disgusting.
Courtney and Santa were a TV couple.
We gotta get to Ken and what is trending.
All right, sports.
The real post-game show this Sunday after the game.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Details and authorized retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I bet they wear like matching pajama outfits.
Oh, they have a monogram pajama set?
Yeah, like, so like yes, a TV couple. Like Mike, right. Mike Brady. Yeah. And
I do right. love my pajama sets.
Yeah, it's
Santo monogram. Doesn't wear
them. Yes, he does.
No,
yours say CC on them, and Santo's also say CC on them. His say possession of CC.
No.
Yes, a full button up with some pants and everything.
Santo, get your pajamas on now. We're going to bed.
Right.
Yes, here.
Iron the duvet cover.
Oh, God.
Santa, order me a new winter coverall.
You better not be chewing in that bedroom.
Right. Shut your light off. I don't want you to read your book no more. I'm trying to get some sleep here.
All right. Sports time. Patriots coming up this Sunday. They've got the Titans. You mentioned this clip, Greg. Vrabel wants no part of the Bill v. Vrabel discussion.
And this would be your third time facing them. But what's the challenge there?
Yeah, Bill and I won't be squaring off to determine this game. This game will be won like it always is with the players.
Here we go. Serious talk.
Love it.
Get ready to go. 1 o'clock. Big, big game. Maybe the bye at stake. Maybe a first-round bye in the playoffs, Wiggy.
Yeah, this
you
is,
win this game.
Well, this
I guess the Ravens would still be ahead. They got one more win.
Yeah, they would, but this will put you in a position that you'll eliminate the Titans kind of from that talk.
Yeah.
And now you'll just have to take care of business against Buffalo and then hope that the Ravens lose.
Did Brady and the Bucs right the ship? They beat the Giants as expected, but pretty nice performance. 30-10. Brady 30 of 46. Just carved them up. 307 yards, 2 touchdowns. Taysom Hill, 4-year extension. That's up to $95 million if he becomes a starting quarterback. Celtics beat the Rockets 108-90. Jaylen Brown is back. Tatum with 30 again. Jaylen Brown asked what the potential of this team is afterward.
We got the potential to come out and play against Brooklyn tomorrow and play well. I don't want to put too many expectations on this group. We just got to come out and play some good basketball like we've been doing. Take it one game at a time. So I'm looking forward to the next one. Looking forward to put everything together. And I think, yeah, like our potential is day-to-day. Let's focus on the next game.
Day-to-day. Do you think Brown and Tatum play well together, Greg? That's kind of a cliche question at this point, but
I think they do. I don't think they're tight off the court. I don't know if that matters or not. I don't know. I just don't know that if Tatum were to choose who he wanted on that team, it would be Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, it seems like they're.
He definitely though he doesn't want Marcus Smart around. I don't know if he wants Jaylen Brown around.
I think the problem is the reason why they don't. Maybe necessarily looks like they're gelling on the court, doesn't look great at times. I think because they really lack a true point guard. Because I think they're more off the ball players. Tatum's a better isolation player, where I think Jaylen Brown is a better, like, you know, slasher run, corner pocket three guy. And I don't think they have a point guard. And so now they both kind of have the ball and it doesn't really work at times.
LeBron gets one game suspension. Greg wanted like a month, basically.
No, I wanted him to be held accountable. He punched a dude and then ran away. And the dude that he punched gets double the suspension that he does because he's King LeBron James. Give me a break.
He didn't really run away, though. I was watching it again.
He was just standing there.
No, he didn't
run away.
Come on.
He didn't run away. The guy was trying to get past 40 people and then ran out the arena like he was going to sneak around everybody in the back.
The guy was bleeding. How does the guy who's bleeding get more of a suspension than LeBron
they
James
said he was
died?
Trying to instigate.
Yeah,
LeBron
escalating.
James was instigating.
Right,
he instigated
but he kept
a
it going.
Punch in the dude's cheek.
Oh, I agree. But they were saying that
Stewart was the escalator.
Yeah.
Oh, he escalated.
Yeah, I ain't talking about the Cadillac.
Speaking of hoops, big one tonight, 10 o'clock, if you care about college basketball, UCLA and Gonzaga, Wiggy. Right. Number one, re number two.
Is college basketball still a thing?
Yeah, it
not
is.
Not at BC.
Yeah, I mean, it is a thing,
but
man.
Didn't they all get caught, like, with like Bill Self or all these coaches, Coach K, in this Adidas flap? Yeah, nothing ever comes
that,
of it.
Yeah, I think that kind of just went away.
And the Red Sox re-signed. Well, they picked up the option on Alex Cora. Two more years. They're in on several guys, but as you pointed out, Greg, labor dispute could be coming. And that's what's trending now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Old and empty house. So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear. The stairs creak, as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even dress myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Wiggy ranting endlessly during the break about Steve Belichick being an underrated coach.
I think he's coach of the year because
coach of the year.
Well,
position coach of the year.
Hey, Wiggy, his dad is the defensive coordinator.
See, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Everybody's gonna
say, but it's true.
But we don't know.
Yes, you see him on the sideline. Greg Bedard's been reporting this. During the games, the reason why Bill was so effusive in his praise for Josh McDaniels a couple weeks ago is because he's basically on the sideline with his back to the field when they're on offense, working with the players to set up the defense and the schemes going forward.
Right, but how much of it is Steven Belichick really doing it and Bill just kind of, you know, jumping in and giving his input here and there? And I think Bill even talked about it. Where, you know, he said that Steve called a great game. How much of it is Bill going, run this, run that, run this? Or Steve Belichick going, we're running this, we're running that, we're running this. And then every now and then Bill chimes in and goes.
Devin McCourty gave him credit on the show the other day.
Right.
Or a week or so ago on this program.
Right. And then I asked Belichick about it yesterday, and he just talked about Devin. He didn't talk about Steve at all.
I don't think he understood your question. He didn't realize it was...
We talked during the break after, and we all thought that he just didn't want it. He's not giving credit anymore. Now that they're playing well, he doesn't want to, you know, praise everybody. So I think the question, my question was about McCourty giving praise to Belichick. He knows Belichick better than anybody, so how much growth he's seen from him this season, and he didn't say anything about Steve.
Or maybe he just didn't understand the question.
I think he didn't understand the question.
He understood the question. He just wasn't pumping up his players. I'm with Courtney.
Courtney was
trying to ask her follow. Her question was about Stephen Belichick,
right? Not the
follow
players.
Up. And I don't believe he understood that that's what the question was about. The word that you used, you said he, and when you were talking about the specific word, he pivoted back to giving you an explanation on Devin McCourty about
right.
that, as opposed to on Steve Belichick.
But McCourty, I'm not really sure I understand that.
If you're immersed in it like the sun has mm-hmm. been, then, you know, obviously you're getting a lot of that from your dad.
But how much of it is like, all right, I'm getting it from my dad, but now I've taken over and now I'm calling the plays, I'm calling the defense, I'm putting the defense in these situations. Why is it that when things don't go right, we instantly go,
well, it's because it's his kid.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know why.
Nepotism.
Right. Why are you hiring? Why are you hiring from the children's band over there?
Actually, interesting note. Bill didn't even know Steve was his son after he gave him the job.
No.
I mean, what are you talking about? Clearly, it's nepotism. Who would deny that?
No, but we're not talking about that.
Well, Greg goes nepotism.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Else would it be? His kids are the defensive staff.
I'm not talking about
I love Triggered Curtis.
No, but what He's do you think
favorite.
It is?
By the way, I haven't even mentioned to you yet that your favorite guy, you know, the full tattoo alien guy in France? Did you see what he did yesterday?
No. Oh, I saw that.
You know how Curtis hates that guy?
Yeah.
Yep.
He is disgusting.
That guy had two fingers cut off of his hand so he can have a claw.
Like an alien hand.
I was right then.
Yeah, he's out of his mind.
I think you were right about him, Curtis.
He's in France?
Yeah. Did you see that? He literally went... This is the guy who has his whole body tattooed so he looks like an alien.
And his tongue is all...
Dale here.
Yeah, and his tongue. and he went and surgically had two of his fingers removed.
Yeah, I saw that.
So he has a claw.
Yeah, so he has like an alien hand.
But that's going all in.
He was an all in a long time ago.
There's no going back on chopping off the fingers.
I admire the commitment on the guy.
Yeah, once you...
That's bad.
Yeah, he went all in a disgusting. Long, long time ago.
Greg just hired him to be his cardiologist.
Well, the biggest issue for the guy is he can't pull the top sheet up anymore.
Oh. Yeah, he can do it with his like three fingers, but it's not. If it's heavy, he's not going to get the untuck out of there.
You know, I don't point fingers. You know, I point thumbs.
One of the things, though, that you can give Steve Belichick credit for is, have you seen the news story that when it comes to haircuts, there are barbers, hairstylists that are saying the only thing that anybody asks for anymore is mm-hmm. the mullet.
Yeah.
And some of them are saying they're not doing any other haircuts anymore other than mullets.
Very popular.
Is it?
Yeah. Gen Z, again, it's all over TikTok. Everybody has a mullet now.
Really?
Yep.
How is that the hairstyle that comes back? The mullet.
I don't know.
Oh, God, I just saw this guy's claw. That is the so mullet. Disgusting. Yeah,
you know why? It's
Would you let him do heart surgery on you, Curtis?
No more Steve Belichick talk, yeah.
You know why it's coming back? Because of Steve Belichick, the best defensive coordinator in the National Football League.
And the best mullet in the National Football League.
And the best mullet.
Wait, how many tickets do you need? Maybe I'll get my dad to get him to kiss
Bill's
ass.
I don't need tickets. And the best facial expressions. People would criticize him, Courtney, last year. You were with us last year, right?
Yeah. No, I was not with you last year.
Listen to this. This is Ashley, who's a hairstylist in Michigan.
That is something that I really love about the mullet is that there is no gender to it, really. There can be a more masculine look or a more feminine look, but overall, the hairstyle in general can definitely suit all genders.
Huh.
Can suit all genders?
The mullet.
Yeah,
I could get a mullet?
Yeah.
I don't think there are genders anymore.
I think you're short here.
I think you should for the show, Courtney.
No,
you should get a mullet for the
things
show.
Things I won't be doing. That.
You won't be getting a mullet. You should get a mullet for the wedding.
No, I also won't be doing that.
Detox, you mean?
I'm so happy it's Courtney a short surprised. Week. I'm so happy it's a short week. You guys are killing me.
Imagine if she surprised Santo and came out and her parents and everybody with a mullet for the wedding.
You could pull it off. Like have you ever seen how
the half shaved?
Yes, how women do like the half shaved. Like that looks good on some women.
Yeah, not me.
You could, you know, I mean, it's...
What if we, everybody that was a guest of the wedding had the Gundy, you know, the Florida, the coach at Oklahoma State, the I'm a man, I'm 40 guy?
Yeah, Mike Gundy?
He has all these, all the Oklahoma State fans have these mullets that they put on the back of their head when they go. I think that would be a great addition to the wedding, you know.
You know, it's crazy, and he actually cut his mullet off, so he's like, you know, he started the trend, and now he shaved it off. But I think it's the Steve Belichick effect, man. You got the best defense in football.
I could see that. A lot of people in New England seeing Steve Belichick, and they're all wanting his hairstyle.
Do you know what the official battle cry of Mullet Nation is?
What?
You know, starch me up.
Starch me up. All right, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good news. I think you're off the hook when it comes to the tofurkey tomorrow, thanks to the amazing people at Frank Anthony's in the Seaport. Tim was listening and suggested that they will bring in the, for the blind food taste test challenge by Wiggy tomorrow, they will bring in the tofu, the tofurkey and the fixins, and the turkey and the fixins.
All right.
And then Ken will be proven to be an ignoramus because he said tofurkey tastes exactly like turkey. And there's no possible way. I believe that for once, Wiggy will be able to identify immediately which is the tofurkey and which is the turkey.
I mean, I eat turkey for Thanksgiving, so I understand the texture and the taste of it.
Well, but but tofurkey, I think, does it have the same texture?
Of course it does.
Really?
If it's done correctly, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, well,
I was at Frank Anthony's and I didn't even know it over the weekend.
You didn't realize that place is the best.
It's great. In the Snowport,
best steak tips around.
Best sandwiches in the city.
The steak tips is so
good.
No
disrespect to Al. I like Al. I go over to Al sometimes, but Frank Anthony's is
the Snowport is lovely, but not a lot of water or sodas. Mostly booze. So I went down the road in the very nice little store.
I think I'm going to go to Snowport Friday.
It's going to be hopping.
What is Snowport?
It's electric.
It's the new Seaport little market.
You might take
holiday
a loan
market
out if you want to get more than one donut.
It's the new place where they charge you, as Curtis said, $15 for a cider donut. All right. So tomorrow, blind food taste test challenge. Maybe throw a little turducken in there. Have you ever done the turducken?
No, I'm not really. I don't
like duck?
I don't think I've ever eaten duck.
You got to give the turducken a
yeah,
turn.
I don't think so. No, not a duck person.
That's living. The turducken is living. Good living. All right. And maybe Bruins Wednesday tomorrow. Mike Milbury, if he gets back to you, you're confident mm-hmm. about that?
Yes.
Tomorrow. All right. Gresham Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
You know, it stars me up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.